Yeah. Swing the momentum back.
Well, that was a tough, tough way to start. I mean, that kid's a very talented guy. He's a great kick returner. He puts a lot of pressure on special teams. On the road, that's not the way you want to start, but we answered back. Much like we did a few years back against Atlanta when they hit us with an early kick return. That possession after that is usually the most important one. We put together a sustained drive, about 8 minutes, converted third downs, and got the ball in the end zone. So I'm really proud of our guys. So many young guys stepped up and played well. Obviously, the ones that jump out of here, Eddie Lacy, Miles White, Jared Boykin, second-year player. But, one guy who's been steady all year long and hasn't got a lot of credit is David Bakhtiari. I mean, he's been solid left tackle. You're playing against one of the premier guys in the league, pass rusher. And I thought David did a nice job.
Aaron, why do you play so well in this building?
Well, I'm going to miss it. It's been, been some tough games here. I think, 3-3 here in 6 years. Some tough games. I enjoy playing against this team. I think it's a well-coached team that has my respect, and I enjoy the competition and the competitiveness. Been able to have some good games inside in domes. I don't think there's any rhyme or reason other than, when you're playing in a tough environment, it's loud. You have to be your focus and your preparation needs to be very high, and I'd like to think mine was pretty high today.
Similar to the Atlanta playoffs game?
I'm gonna say that one kind of sets apart because of the circumstances and the that kind of game. But I felt like going in that I wasn't gonna let this team beat us. I wanted to make sure that I put myself in our team in a position to be successful here. A lot was on my shoulders. I wanted to make sure I got us in good runs, and our team responded really well. This was a great team win. We all have our roles, but I wanted to make sure that my role was one that I executed really well.
Aaron, to go 13-18 on third down, were there matchups or concepts you guys saw that you thought you'd be able to exploit when they
worked? Not necessarily. It was just, Mike was rolling in some good calls, and guys made plays. I mean, Jarrett had a really solid game. He's really progressed. He's done a great job. Miles White had some big plays for us. Jordy was himself. I mean, he had a huge catch and run there. In the second quarter, and when he's playing well and we get one-on-one coverages, you got to make those count.
Aaron, I know you're not on the field at the same time, but what was it like going against Greg Jennings for the first time?
Yeah, I wasn't going against Greg. I was going against the Vikings defense.
Aaron, you touched on Bakhtiari, but talk about his performance. I mean, Allen didn't even register a single tackle.
Yeah, Jared is one of the premier guys in the league, and he's probably a Hall of Famer when he's done playing. And David did a nice job tonight. I think he's playing really well. And I've said it just about every week. He has not been a story. There hasn't been any issues over there. He's done a great job. I think he deserved a lot of credit. Obviously, the guys inside have done an outstanding job. Evan setting the tempo. TJ and Josh, two of the smartest guys you could ask for. A guard playing really well. And Donnie doing a great job at right tackle. So the line is, they're controlling the game for us. We had 40 rushes tonight, and I think 29 or 30, 30 or so passes called. When you can have that type of ratio, that's foreign for our team. We haven't been doing that much in the last few years, so it gives us a lot of confidence in the passing game, getting a lot more one-high stuff, and run the ball against some tough looks and making them count.
Outside of taking a knee at the end of the game, you guys scored every time you had the ball. Could you have possibly expected that when you got no Jones, no Cobb, no Finley?
I don't think you can expect that at all, but we expect greatness out of our guys. We expect guys to be prepared, to be accountable for the routes they're running, for the blocks they're making, and guys did a great job tonight. And then we're going to look at the film, and there's going to be things that we would have liked to do better, but we scored on all the meaningful possessions, and there's a lot to be said about that in this environment against that defense, so we're pretty proud about that.
Aaron, the run game. Would you say that it has exceeded your expectations?
Yeah, Vic, I think that's safe to say it definitely has. Eddie's done a great job, and then to get James back this week, I mean, he's a slasher in every sense of that word. I mean, he made some great cuts tonight, a big touchdown run for us. Eddie was just pounding it. He's tough to bring down. He's like a bowling ball in there, and really proud of the job those guys did, but the offensive line again deserves a lot of credit.
What do you like when Jordy's in the slot? He got two touchdowns off that tonight.
Well, he's just a smart player. He can play anywhere. He can play inside, outside. He understands all the route concepts. We tried to get him in positions where we could get him singled up, and we like those matchups when we can get him one-on-one, whether that's inside or outside. And he's just such a valuable resource to our team, to the young guys we got in that room, and just really proud of him.
Did you have a chance to talk to Greg Jennings after the game? Does a big win put that storyline to bed?
Yeah, Greg and I talked. We had a lot of good memories together. I'm not going to talk about what was said. If you want to, if you want to talk to him about that, I don't know if he's going to say anything, but you can talk to him about that.
How are you guys finding a way? EJ Hawk just gave Ted Thompson all the credit.
I'm going to give AJ Hawk some credit. He's been playing his butt off. I mean, he's been a rock for us on defense. He's, again, another good game tonight. He's a solid contributor to that defense. He's a leader. And I think that's kind of been the key, is our veterans have played well. And our young guys have stepped up and filled in very nicely. So really proud of those young guys stepping in and playing big roles for us. Micah Hyde tonight, I mean, the guy is a football player. I'm very impressed with him. I'm not going to make any more Woodson comparisons because Charles is, in a league of his own. But Micah is playing really good football for us.
Missing three starters on the perimeter, and next is the Bears. You feel pretty good about how it went tonight.
Yeah, I'm proud of the effort. I'm proud of the execution. Chicago is a very well-coached team. It's a tough defense. We've played it a number of times. They got some injuries as well on their team, but they're coming off a bye week, and it's going to be a good test for us at home, a chance to give us some breathing room in the division.
I mean, this is end of the season kind of question, but do you kind of take a maybe not a step back per se, but kind of acknowledge that you guys have won four in a row and with all the injuries that you guys are still more just doing more than hanging in there.
Yeah, well, that's kind of how this team is shaping up. The identity of this football team is has been proven. It starts up front. You know, we've done a great job controlling the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, stopping the run, and running the football effectively. And we haven't had both of those things working here really in my time. We haven't run the football this well since I've been here, and it really takes a lot of pressure off of the passing game when we can open up those kind of holes.